Welcome to Positive Parenting Podcast with Olu. You're listening to the Tuesday Tips. Every Tuesday, I share some quick tips on positive parenting techniques that will help you become a better parent to your kids. Also, help you improve your relationship with your children. It's not easy being a parent, whether it's a toddler or a teenager. My goal is to help any parent that wants to improve their relationship with their kids. Because young children who grow up with a secure and healthy attachment to their parents stands a better chance of developing happy and content relationship with others. So today I'm going to be talking about how do you handle everyday conflicts. When you hear the word conflicts, what do you think of? Arguments, quarrels, disagreements, and how do conflict makes you feel? Angry, upset, hurt, or frustrated? Today, I'm going to be talking about how to teach conflict resolution to your kids. And if you're like me as a parent, you may be able to learn a thing or two as well, as conflicts are a part of our everyday life. Okay, so let's start by defining what conflict is. What is conflict? Conflict is when one person has a need for another and that need is not being met. I used to dread conflicts. I did everything to avoid them. I would avoid the person. I would get angry and defensive. I sometimes would get sick to my stomach when I felt repetitive conflict coming up. I was so sick of my own inability to deal with it. However, one day I noticed the way my son reacted to a situation between himself and one of his friends and thought to myself that this skill, conflict resolution, is an important one to teach him. As parents, we all know that children learn by examples. Therefore, I had to start looking inwardly and started paying attention to the triggers. I had to work on ways to resolve conflicts without being aggressive or upset. It's still a work in progress though. Today, I'm going to share some tips and steps on how to teach your kids non-aggressive solution while resolving conflicts with their friends. Let's look at the following scenario. One day, Tay and his friend Ola were playing around and waiting for their friend Billy to arrive. While playing, Tay says to Ola, I think I'm so good at catching the ball that I think I can be the next goalkeeper for our football team next summer. Ola responds, well, that wasn't what Billy said the other day. What did he say? Asked Tay. He said you were not as good at catching ball at our last game and that you made us lose the game to the other team, Ola answers. He said that, Tay asks angrily. Just as they were talking, the doorbell rings. Tay runs quickly to the door to open it. Billy was so excited to see Tay and says, hey, Tay, can I come in? Tay says, no. And I heard what you said about me behind my back. I'm not going to let you come in because I only allow my friends to come into my house, and slams the door on Billy's face. Billy leaves the house angry. In this example, Tay and Billy were involved in a conflict. They were very angry with each other, and that's too bad. People can avoid conflicts when they listen, talk it out, and get the facts. Tay and Billy didn't listen to each other and didn't talk it out to get the facts straight. Instead, Tay was harsh towards Billy, which would definitely lead to a misunderstanding and eventually a conflict between them. This could have been avoided if they had used the conflict resolution skill, which are listen, talk it out, and get the fact. If Tay and Billy had just listened to each other and talked it out, they would have been able to get all the facts and resolve the problem. When we listen to each other and talk things out, we get the fact. We can get the facts, which will help everyone to understand what the problem is. It's very important to listen carefully to what the other person has to say. However, this isn't an easy thing to do while hungry. So here are some tips you could teach your child on how to resolve conflicts. Look at the person. Number one, look at the person who is talking to you. Number two, concentrate on what they are saying. And if you do not understand something, ask them to explain. And when you talk, don't be rude, because yelling and calling names and blaming only makes things worse. When we listen and talk things out and get the facts, everyone understands the problem. Most of the time, when we understand the problem, we can fix it without fighting. So thank you for listening, guys. And please don't forget to share this podcast. And please subscribe to my channel. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a lovely day today.